Hi, everybody in Audio Booland. Hope you're all okay. As you can hear, there's a lot of playing going on at the moment. I just thought I would do a bit of an update. I haven't been on for a while. First update, before the exciting bit, was my birthday last Saturday. I had a really nice day, went out for a lovely walk with the dogs and some friend, and it was a lovely day actually. The Saturday was gorgeous, and a friend came round and had baked me a lovely carrot cake, it was lovely. It had nuts in it and icing inside and on top and whatever, so we had a few friends round and we had like a birthday tea, which was really nice. And then in the evening I watched some films and had a drink, and it was just a really nice day, and obviously spent time with my doggies as well. As you can hear in the background, we have a little playing session going on. Anyone who's heard my pugs knows, you know, how heavily pugs breathe, obviously, because they've got short noses and stuff like that. Well, I think people knew I was going to get another pug, and that actually situation changed. And I've now got a lovely French bulldog. His name is Marley. I've decided to call him Marley. He's nearly a year old. In fact, he'll be a year old on Saturday, the 7th of April. Sorry, not Saturday, Monday, the 7th of April. He's a tiny bit younger than Bollinger, who's one on the 29th of April. And if anyone believes in spate, it's fate rather. It's been very spooky because all the animals I've got since I've lived in Wellingborough, which have been really three dogs and two cats, have all been born in April. Isn't that weird? Anyway, I think he was meant to be my Frenchie. He is lovely. He is the most gorgeous boy you'd ever know. Apparently he was given up because the person who had him didn't think he was good enough because of one of his testicles hadn't dropped, and so he wouldn't be good enough for showing. But there is nothing at all wrong with him whatsoever. She gave him back to the breeder because my breeder, the breeder who has bred my dog Bollinger, in fact I'll only deal with them now in the future because they have really good ethics, and they have a contract you sign as well, and they do state if anything happens or you're not happy with the dog, they would like you to return it to them first, you know, and give them the opportunity to rehome it, etc, etc. So yeah, really, really good. I obviously went back to them because I wanted another pug after I had that terrible woman. I did a boo on that from Pre-Loved, and I was offered, his name was Major, but I'm calling him Marley. I was offered Marley, and everything they said about him is just 100% spot on. He came on Thursday night. He settled in extremely well. He's a non-threatening dog at all, completely. Although he hasn't been done yet, and I'm not sure that I'm going to actually get him done yet unless there's an issue, because it would be more expensive to get done than Bollinger. Bollinger did need to be done, the old sex pest he was. He is lovely. As I said, he's actually completely, he's knows he's new in the pack, and he's completely placid. He lies on his back. He loves, he seems to get on with all the other dogs. Emily's a bit jealous at the moment, so we get a bit of a woof from Emily when he goes near sometimes, when Emily's being stupid or when Emily wants attention. Although Emily has been taking part in trying to eat all the food she can. He's what colour is he now? He's black, he's white, predominantly white, and he's got like pink little toes and feet. He's got like speckles, of grey speckles on him, like Well, what she said is like it's like dot to dot. So you could like, I don't know if anyone remembers the dot to dot books. You could almost like do dot to dot on him. He's got little speckles on him, and he's got one black, round the bit of his eye and his ear, and then one of his other eyes, and that is black round his eye area and a bit of his head, and also part of his ear is white on that side as well, and black, the tip of his ear is white. I can't really, it's very difficult to describe him, to be fair. He's also got what I call his cheeks. They're just where his whiskers are, and I think his nose is black, and near where his whiskers are, he's got, like, pink cheeks. They're quite cute. And he's got, like, sort of pink bits there as well, and he's... I'd say he's a bit bigger than a pug, not that much, you know, in tallness, if you stand them side by side. He's slightly longer than a pug as well and slightly taller, but he's probably double the size of a pug because they are quite muscular dogs, the French Bulldogs, but he's still obviously picker-uppable. I don't think I'd want to carry him, mind, but for a long distance, but he's all right to pick up and take down the stairs or something and pick up and groom and things like that. So so yes, but he's getting on particularly well with Bollinger. Him and Bolly have become good playmates. So I'm not sure if Emily's nose will be put out of joint, but I don't think it will because they all seem to play together and Bollinger plays with Emily as well still. But I think it's probably quite good for Emily because she doesn't have to do so much hard work. She can chill out a bit. And also Bollinger and that plays with Sassy. I don't think it's a good idea to bite me, Bollinger. And Bollinger still likes to play with me as well. So, yes. So I'm a very happy person at the moment. And, yeah, I'm pleased to welcome Marley into his forever home and for him to be thoroughly spoilt for the rest of his life. We're all very happy. What else have I got to say? Update. I've just been very busy with work and study and stuff like that. Excuse me, I'll be yawning there. It's tired. I've still got an essay that's due in on Wednesday, and I have to say, I haven't done very well today on it, but I will need to really get my finger out because it's got to be in by noon on Wednesday. But I'd say I've done quarter of it, and I know where I'm going with it. So hopefully by tomorrow, I will have done the backbone of it. That's looking good. I'm looking forward to going to visit a friend Easter where I'm taking a break, and I'm taking a break off study and everything, so I'm looking forward to that. We're just sort of finalising the stuff today. I'm really looking forward to it. It's up in Hereford, and I like Hereford as well, so it'd be just a nice break for me and Emily. Other doggies will be staying at home with persons to look after them, so they'll all sure be all right. I'm sure Marley's actually quite attached to me, given that he's not long been here. He sees me, you know, he's quite attached. He doesn't seem to like me leaving his side very much, and he follows me around. But, you know, equally, he's also very playful. He's beginning to eat now. Obviously, he didn't eat very much at all in the first day or so, but he is starting to begin to eat, but not perfectly yet, not like I'd like to see him eat. Bollinger is the greedy guts out of everybody at the moment, well, and Emily. I think he will have an appetite when he, you know, feels comfortable, really 100% he'll be eating. In fact, when I think about it, every dog I've had, they tend to take about, I don't know why, and it shows that they've got sort of some feelings, because it does, and they don't always just think about food, because it does take them about, I'd say about a week or so to eat properly once they've come to you and whatever is new, even as a little puppy. I remember Bollinger, and even my cat, actually, one of my kittens. Anyway, I'm off now. Just thought I'd do a quick update, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.